Now for an update on state and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. Good morning, Phil Latzman.
And good morning, Wanda. Thank you very much. Hope you all had a good weekend. While the state's jobless rate is making a slow but steady decline, Florida's unemployment compensation trust fund will have a surplus again in 6 months. As Gina Jordan tells us from Tallahassee, the fund will finally have a cash flow after running a deficit for nearly 4 years.
In 2007, Florida began spending more on unemployment benefits than it was collecting each month in unemployment taxes. But even at the end of 2008, the fund still had a surplus of $1.3 billion. That changed as more workers lost jobs in the recession. Payouts of jobless benefits peaked in 2009. The fund soon ran out of money for the first time in state history. Florida was forced to borrow money from the federal government with interest to cover unemployment claims. As the economy makes a slow recovery, the state is in a position over the next few months to repay the nearly $550 million left on the loan that will get the unemployment fund back into the black by May. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
Meanwhile, Governor Rick Scott left yesterday on a 4-day trip to Colombia to continue promoting Florida and its products to a country that is already the state's second largest trading partner. Colombia has the fifth largest economy in Latin America, and Florida exports some $3 billion worth of goods there annually. Now, nearing the end of his second year as governor, Scott has previously visited Brazil, Canada, Israel, and Panama on trade missions. Enterprise Florida, a public-private partnership, has paid the travel expenses for the governor and his wife, Ann, on the trips, although taxpayers are picking up the cost of the governor's security. A lot of sports news this morning. The Miami Dolphins' uphill battle to stay in the playoff race was dealt a big blow yesterday at home, as if playing against the division-leading Patriots wasn't tough enough. The Dolphins shot themselves in the foot in a 23-16 loss at home. A botched punt, roughing the punter penalty, or fumble, resulted in 17 New England points, and another penalty negated a Dolphins touchdown. Quarterback Ryan Tannehill couldn't get it done through the air, but did have a rushing touchdown. Miami kept it close despite the miscues.
You know, I felt like we battled. We hung in there, and we're fighting at the end, but it's got to be consistent. It's got to be four quarters and executing when the plays are there.
Miami Dolphins Herald beat writer Adam Beasley says it might be time to start thinking about next year, Dolphins fans.
Now it's just down to simple math. The Dolphins are 5-7 on the year. Even if they run the table, it'll be 9-7, be a long shot to make the playoffs. Today, for all intents and purposes, probably ended those postseason hopes. The last 4 weeks will be about a couple of things: evaluating their guys for next year and trying to make sure they have a quarterback in Ryan Tannehill.
And the next game for Miami is Sunday at San Francisco. It's now official. It will be unbeaten Notre Dame versus Alabama in college football's title game to be held at Sun Life Stadium on January 7th. The Crimson Tide secured their bid to the title game with a win over Georgia on Saturday. In addition to that game, the stadium in the region also gets to host the traditional Orange Bowl. It takes place January 1st. ACC champion Florida State will take on the surprise choice of Northern Illinois, champions of the Mid-American Conference. And by the way, fourth-ranked Florida, which lost the Southeast Conference, does play, though, against the Big East champion Louisville in the Sugar Bowl. That's January 2nd in New Orleans. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.